what drives profit, right?
Yes.
What causes profits? It's about unit economics and being able to look at a customer or job and see exactly how much profit you made on that. We can then tag that customer or job with things like, who was the sales rep who sold them? What was the marketing campaign that customer came from? And look at profitability based on how you make decisions.
Welcome to an Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com.
I'm talking with Stephen King. He's a CPA. He's also the president and CEO of a company called Growth Force. It's GrowthForce.com. And I have to tell you, Stephen, when I went to your website, these words leapt out at me. Outsourced accounting services get a fractional share of a full accounting department that delivers on-time, actionable financial intelligence. Every word in that statement jumped out at me, but the one I loved the most was fractional, because I thought to myself, if I manage the money in my business better, I might just, letting you do it for me, Growth Force, I might just discover that I could afford the fractional share of the jet too. Tell us about Growth Force.
I love the way you think. Growth Force was named because of our desire to help small businesses and nonprofits grow. And so we provide a la carte menu of bookkeeping, accounting, controller, and advisory services to be able to help you make data-driven decisions that will grow your profits, what will grow your cash flow. And it's designed to leverage a technology stack that we put together on a QuickBooks ecosystem. We call it our smart back office. And so what we try to do is deliver to a client an experience where they enter data once on their smartphones, whatever it is, their time or expenses or any information for billing and collections, and it all shows up in a dashboard that you have access to, so you can see how to make the decisions that drive your profits.
And anyone who's running a small business who has attempted to do something like this in QuickBooks on their own knows there's not enough alcohol in the home or the office to accomplish what you are describing. It's traumatic, and it wasn't designed for us. We were designed to run our businesses and make revenue or success by whatever metric we judge success by. We shouldn't be doing the kind of work that you and Growth Force do, apparently, because that's your specialty. Our specialty is our specialty. And it sounds like that's really what your company was designed to do, is to get our heads out of QuickBooks.
Yeah, and get intelligence out of QuickBooks instead of, you know, a time suck into QuickBooks. to be able to see the profitability, what drives profits is a better way to say it, right?
Yes.
What causes profits? And it's about unit economics. And QuickBooks is incredibly powerful if you know how to unleash the power of it by being able to look at a customer or job and see exactly how much profit you made on that. We can then tag that customer or job with things like, who was the sales rep who sold it? What was the marketing campaign that customer came from? What industry are they in? And look at profitability based on how you make decisions. If you're trying to decide whether or not to sponsor a trade show, then you look and see where do your profits come from? Which, did that trade show generate any profits? Not just the revenue.
Right. And if I'm trying to do that myself, it's like another job. Because it's not my job, and it's not my job, because my job is to make my company more successful.
That's right. And you'll never, no matter how much time you put into it, you'll never be able to get to the, you know, we got 62 people doing this full-time passionately who were recruited specifically for their skills and passion around building a smart back office that you'd never be able to replicate, you know, the 30 years of doing it.
So I'm talking with Stephen King. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com, at Growth Force on Twitter. It's outsourced accounting services. Another phrase from your website: bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services, driving performance, profitability, and growth. And that's really at the root of the next thing I want to ask you, Stephen, is it seems to me that at a certain level of small business, many small business people actually have no idea how much intelligence is buried in their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't even appreciate the value of what you're describing until you dive in and get the value out of the numbers that you already have. For most people, it's right. just a thing you have to live with that you hate doing or hate dealing with. And the problem is not the numbers. The problem is you haven't built the team around you to get it done so you can get that intelligence out.
Yeah, it's the system and the staff. And it's fascinating the way you describe that. I mean, I like to look at it as we have always seen accounting, and I've been a CPA for 37 years, as a compliance driven. What does the IRS need? What does the bank need? What does my board need? Whereas what we're doing is we're shifting it to become more reliance driven, to be able to help you have the key performance indicators and the metrics in a management reporting system to help you drive profits, performance, and growth. And then also, that compliance is around cash flow. You have to do accounting because you have to do the billing. You have to do the collections. But if that's not somebody's core competency and they don't know and they had the best practices on how to do it, you're going to struggle like most small businesses with cash flow. But with one stroke of a pen, we can just change the cash flow by just proactively calling clients, for example, and saying, "You just signed on as a client of ABC Company. I'm Kyle from Growth Force, and my job is to make sure you got everything you need. When do you pay your bills? So I can put that into my cash flow forecast each month." Those simple best practices really help you improve your cash flow.
And then the other best practice is that I don't have to do it. I have you to do it. That is the best practice.
Yes, exactly. And what happens is most small businesses have one trusted person who does it all. And the risk of fraud is exponential. Mm-hmm. On average, in small business, it's $180,000 loss each incident. And it takes 18 months to uncover it.
Well, you've got the risk of fraud and you've also got the Bahamas risk, right? I mean, that one trusted person may decide to quit and move to the islands.
Yeah. Single point of failure.
Yes, single point of failure. I'm talking with Stephen King. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force. It's growthforce.com. He's also a CPA, as you've heard. He's been in this business for a long time. They provide outsourced accounting services for small businesses and nonprofits. When you say small businesses, what is kind of the sweet spot or the range of small business revenues, I guess, that works best for you as clients?
If they're using QuickBooks, then we have a solution in their life cycle. So at the beginning, when companies are just getting started and they want to make sure that from the everything's set up right on the front end so they can achieve that growth, we'll set up their QuickBooks file. So we have clients with no revenue. They're just trying to achieve viability, and we'll set up their infrastructure. Then as you get to emerging growth, start to get to $1 million of revenue to about $20 million of revenue, then it's really about gross profit protection, really installing job costing and for service businesses and nonprofits, time-driven, activity-based job costing, so you can really see where your people are going and manage your gross profit margins. And then we get to companies, we've got companies in $100 million more using QuickBooks. They're scaling. That's when you start looking at net profit protection services.
It's when you talk about startups who don't have revenue yet, but using your services to get everything set up right. And even with small businesses in the one to, let's say, $5 or $10 million range, we all know the statistics about how many companies at that level survive the first year, the second year, the fifth year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the statistics, they're not pretty, right? But it seems to me that if a company worked with you from day one as a startup and as they grew, or even jumping in wherever they're at today with their revenue, their odds of success are going to increase because money is one of the biggest problems that companies have to stay viable. And you're solving the viability problem for them.
Very much so. Exactly right. What's interesting is that business life cycle approach. One of our clients is a chief outsiders. Art Saxby is the CEO, and he said, I love, they grew from zero to eight figures in 9 years. And from one guy who, you know, lost his job and started a company to 60 plus people across the country in that time frame. And what he said was, I turned you on just as I needed it. When I got to the point, you get about $4 or $5 million, you're going to start thinking about hiring a controller for a buck and a half plus pennies. And I was able to say, hey, can you do this for me? And next month you started doing it. So I didn't have to spend all that money up front. And then from the very first month of service, he could see what his margins were on his jobs. Mm. So he was making decisions. You know, he literally just switched $150,000 marketing spend, and he's a chief marketing officer. That's what they do, an outsourced CMO. And he was able to decide, I'm going to take that 150 grand from this program and put it into that one because the return is 3X. Mm. So even as a small business, he was making data-driven decisions, and it's serving him well now.
If I pick up the phone or I go to your website, it's growthforce.com. I'm talking with Stephen King. He's a CPA. He's been in the business a long time. He's the president and CEO of Growthforce. It's at growthforce.com. How does that initial contact work? And assuming we're going to work together, how does that process of onboarding work? How, you've done it a lot of times. Tell me how it works so I know that if I enter into this relationship with you, how easy it's going to be for me.
That's a great question. That's the strength of the company. I was a manager of accounting system design for Ernst & Young in New York there 7 years, and I really cut my teeth and learned how to design big accounting systems. And so we've taken that methodology and broken it down to a small business approach, and we start with the end in mind. What reports do you want to see every day, every week, every month, and every quarter? And then who needs to get those reports and what decisions are you going to make? And the truth is that our clients don't know the answers to that.
Well, I was just going to say, I need you to tell me what I don't.
That's right.
If I knew I needed those reports, I'd have been getting
right.
them.
So sometimes though, you've got a good CFO and a, you know, or a financially oriented CEO and, you know, they tell us what they want, but most of the time you're 100% right. We say, here are the drivers of profitability, right? You have pricing is number one. 10% increase in profits and pricing will drive 33% more to your bottom line on average, right? So that's the biggest driver. Then you're spending money to make money. Where do you invest your expansion capital? And there's five decisions on that thing. So we start there with the reports that you want to get. We help you figure out who should get them and what they're going to do with each report so that you're not just producing reports and then people look at it and feel impotent, right? They don't understand how to read it. So our job is not just to deliver the reports, but to help you be able to interpret them and answer any questions. And what's great is it's like having us just down the hall, except you don't have to pay for the hall. In our first 90 days, it's a full on-demand service. Every day we're working on your account. We are talking to you and we're answering your questions and we're walking you through the process. The first month is there's two teams. There's a design team that gets assigned to you, so they're working on your smart back office. And then there's an accounting team that's works side by side that's going to be cleaning up your data. So we can take over things Monday if you wanted us to improve billing and collections and bill payment.
And do I have to wait that long?
Well, it takes about 48 hours to get a review of your QuickBooks file. And when then... So the first step, I should answer the question, is, you know, you call, you go to the website and you request a quote, or you call our number, 281-358-2007, and you, we get an, or you just email us, better@sales@growthforce.com, and we get a free consultation to see whether or not we are a good solution. And if we're not, we're going to try and make a recommendation to you for somebody who will meet your needs. Then after that, we're going to, if we both agree that there's value that we can offer each other, then we're going to do a free review of your QuickBooks file. So we'll have an advanced certified QuickBooks supervisor spend an hour going through the details, the balance sheet, every single account, looking at the P&Ls by month, looking at the accounting treatment, users, reports, everything. And then we'll get on the phone and we'll give you a scope document and proposal. And we give three options. We have an essentials package, which is what people come to us and say, can you help me with this? Whatever that need is. It's usually one of two buckets. Either they've got a bookkeeper problem, or they have a good bookkeeper, but they don't have a controller to supervise them. And we can do any or all. It's all a la carte. So then we go through an advanced package, where it's what we think you should get based on what you said your long-term goals were. And for people who are really cost sensitive, if cash flow is an issue, the essentials package is best. And we're designed to help to get that cost as low as possible to get you to be a client. And then the advanced package is once you've increased your profits, then you know what it's going to cost. And then the complete package is everything, including, you know, if you want an outsourced CFO to come on site and review that with you, it's all a la carte and custom. And then we record all those calls. When you become a client, our onboarding team will listen to those calls so you don't have to repeat yourself. And then we'll start doing video chats, and everything's video from very first sales call, to talk about your business needs and how we get you started.
I have this image that when you onboard clients, maybe they don't do what I'm about to say, but I have a feeling they want to. Is there a lot of hugging involved?
Yes. There's a lot of love. There is absolutely regularly. We have a thing called kudos at growthforce.com. And when somebody gets an email from a client, you just send it to us and the whole celebration begins. And it's amazing how many people say, where have you been all my life?
Well, there's two pieces to that. So one is that you haven't said it, but so I'm going to ask you if it's true. I get a sense that you said that often there's a bookkeeper or a controller problem, but particularly with small businesses, I suspect what there really is a CEO problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that the CEO is really good at what he or she is doing and the business mm-hmm. they've built. I would imagine your company deals with a lot of CEOs who have no idea what a P&L is. They would if someone showed it to them and explained it, and they have it in their head, but they naturally do these things in their head, but that's nowhere near as good as having the real data and being right about it.
Yeah, because the difference between success and failure is the winners keep score.
Mm-hmm.
I've studied this. I've 1995 started the first client accounting services company called Virtual Growth. We raised $43 million. We were in seven cities. We looked at across and even through to Growth Force, we do a lot of technology based businesses and a lot of managed service providers in particular. And we looked around, what's the difference between the company that's wildly successful and the one that struggles, providing the exact same IT outsourced managed service to the same exact target market mm-hmm. using the exact same solutions? Why is one wildly successful, sells the company for eight figures, coaches kids' baseball team, happily married, all well-adjusted life, and people stay with his company forever, and another one struggles, divorce, overtime, turnover, and cash flow problems? The winners keep score by making decisions. If you say, look, I need this job badly, I got to give 10% discount just to get the deal in the door, you're starting a cycle of downward trend. By not knowing where your profits come from, you're running it from your gut, like you say, right?
Yes. And you fix it.
And we fix that.
If you're listening and, you know, I can't remember if I said this or not, but I got a sense that working with Growth Force is like entering the no shame zone, because it's hard to be. I've been a CEO and I always knew that I didn't know as much as I should know about the finances, but I didn't know where to go to get the help I needed. And mm-hmm. I can tell from talking to you that if I had a small business today, I would get the help I needed from Growth Force. It's a beautiful thing. It's a terrible thing to be a CEO and know that you need to know something and you don't even know where to go and get it. And frankly, mm-hmm. it's a little embarrassing to not know those things when you're running a company.
And unfortunately, the public accounting industry, which I've been part of for my whole career, is not designed for management reporting. It's designed for financial mm-hmm. statements.
Yeah, and it was so all about the taxes.
All about the taxes. It's a big difference in understanding, you know, what are the decisions. Then you work backwards from the decisions to figure out what are the drivers of those decisions. And then you design the manager reports to give you the data to make those decisions. That's what our onboarding team does for you.
Wow. He is Stephen King. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force. It's growthforce.com, at Growth Force on Twitter and Facebook. Go check him out. You know if you need this. You know. So you also now know that you don't have to live with this problem, and that this problem may be destroying your business. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at forbesbooks.com.